Hi, everybody. This is Zach. Now, it's time once again for the spring ball in Coleraine. And who would you guess is right in the middle of the action?
Tiffany.
Tiffany Richter?
Tiffany Richter.
What's up?
Well, it's Tiffany.
I'm Tiffany Richter.
I think we discussed that earlier.
Well, let's find out together down Gilead Lane.
So, Tiffany, did you get your dress already for the spring ball?
Of course I did. Mother had it specially made for me, so no one here in Coleraine has the same one.
Oh, wow. That's, cool.
Mm-hmm. How about the two of you? Sherry, Amanda, either of you have your dresses yet?
We got mine in Westtown.
Good idea. And you, Amanda?
We got ours here, at the dress stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it'll probably look nice anyway.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. So, who are you going with?
Oh, that's already been arranged.
It is? Well, who is he? Did he ask you yet?
Oh, no. Since this year is the year that I will be queen of the spring ball, I know I need to go with the boy every girl wants to go with. The most popular boy.
You don't mean...
There's no way! You're going with...
Yes, yes. I will be attending the spring ball with the most popular guy in school. Bob Wallace.
Oh, how'd you work that? Bob Wallace is so popular. He's already got dates months in advance.
Oh, it's already been taken care of. You don't need to worry about that.
I can't wait for the announcement. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, hearing my name announced as the queen of the spring ball is definitely something I've waited for a very long time.
Monica, can you pass the carrots?
Of course. Now, Tiffany, I've made an appointment to have a stylist from Madame Pompadour's come here to do your hair.
You have? Oh, Mother, I thought she was booked up for years.
She was. She made an exception.
Oh, Mother, thank you.
Where's Maya?
She's studying with Anna Townsend tonight. And, Tiffany, just so you know, your evening with Mr. Wallace is all set up. His mother has assured me that he'll be here no later than 6, and a special dinner will be catered for you before the ball at the Bed and Breakfast. I've arranged for it to be brought in from Westtown.
Oh, Mother, everything's just perfect.
Is it? This is really something that you want, Tiffany.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't I want an evening like this?
What, do you like this Wallace boy?
Tom.
What?
Just be patient with me, Monica. Do you really like him? Is he a nice boy? Is he someone you'd like to spend the evening with?
I guess so. Why?
Well, I'd like to think that you want to go to something special like this with someone you really like, or that you know you'll have a good time with, and that will treat you with respect. Do you even know this Wallace boy?
Oh, Dad, it's going to be loads of fun.
It is?
Of course it is. When they put the crown on my head, and my pictures are all over the newspaper in the yearbook, oh, that's going to be lots of fun.
But that's not what I meant, Tiffany. Tiffany, honestly, is this something that you really want?
It is. Oh, it is. It is. I want to be queen of the spring ball more than anything. Nothing else matters, Daddy. Really.
I love your Argyle sweater.
Oh,
where'd
thank
you get
you
it?
So much.
Shh, they're gonna announce who won.
I thought you did.
Now I did, but I want to hear him say my name.
Yeah, get quiet.
The king and queen of the spring ball. And the queen is Tiffany Richter.
That's awesome. You did it.
Nice job, Tiffany.
That's too cool. Congratulations,
thank
Tiffany.
You. Thank you. I just knew it.
Is Bob Wallace.
Hi, are you Tiffany Richter?
Why, yes, I'm Tiffany Richter.
Congratulations on the Queen of the Spring Ball thing. That's great. I'm Randy Brodsky. I'm new in town.
Really? Oh, yeah, thank you. It's nice to meet you. I'm Tiffany Richter.
Yeah, I think we discussed that earlier.
Hi, I'm Amanda. You're cute.
Amanda?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm Sherry. Welcome to town.
Thank you. It's nice to meet both of you. So, Tiffany, I heard that you're the girl to know here at Coleraine High. I guess that's the truth if you're the queen of the ball.
Really? You heard that? Oh, I mean, of course. Of course I am.
I guess so. Humble, too. So, since you're the queen of the ball and everything, you probably already have your date all lined up. You probably wouldn't be interested in going with me.
Yes, yes, I'd love to.
Really?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
would? That's great. Sounds really good. Want to get together tonight and discuss uh-huh. the details?
Yeah.
I could come to your house, meet your parents. I mean, my dad always says it's important to meet a girl's parents before you go out.
Yes, yes, that's a good idea. Dinner? Would you like to come to dinner?
Sure.
All right.
Do you have a cell phone?
What? Oh, sure. Here.
Here's my cell number. Text me the time and place, and I'll be there.
Okay.
See you later.
Tiffany, you already have a date for the dance. Bob Wallace.
Shh.
I've got to let my mom know about dinner so she can get something nice together.
But Tiffany!
Never mind. She's busy texting. We're going to be late for class. Come on, let's go.
Isn't there some law against child labor?
Nope, not when you're cleaning out the garage. That supersedes all laws.
Haley, honey, hand me that box.
Here you go.
So, are we going to the spring ball this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to see the processional down Main Street.
Mm. That sounds cool. When is it? Can I come?
Sure.
Well, anyone from school you might want to bring with you? You can invite someone if you like.
No, I don't think so.
No one?
No.
What about your club you were talking about the other day?
No, I don't have a club anymore.
You don't?
No, that horrible Rocky Wallace stole everyone in my club.
Oh, the boy you didn't like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hope.
Have you ever heard of the Golden Rule?
Is that a movie or something?
Oh. No. Good try, though.
A big ruler for measuring gold?
Nope. Another good try, though.
Okay, I give up. What's the Golden Rule?
Well, the Golden Rule says to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Okay. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Good.
But what's that mean?
Well, you treat others like you hope to be treated.
I don't get it.
Well, do you like the way Rocky is treating you right now? Or your other friends?
Not really.
Well, how would you like for them to treat you?
I want them to be my friends again, mm-hmm. and hang out and talk to me and be nice.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the Golden Rule says that you should do that to them. To talk to them and hang out with them and then be nice to them.
And how's that going to help me if Rocky's being all mean and nasty? Why should I be nice to him?
Well, it's what God wants us to do.
Is that in the Bible? I mean, really?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, in a couple of different places, actually.
In Matthew chapter 7, and later on in Luke as well.
Okay, so even when this guy's being mean to me, you say I should be nice?
Mm-hmm. In fact, in Luke, it explains that whole thing. It takes a lot of work to love someone who doesn't like you. In fact, we can't really do it without Jesus. He wants us to turn to him for help in things like this.
Then I guess that's what I need to do. Use the Golden Ruler and see what happens.
Okay.
Maya, where's the blue top you borrowed?
In your closet.
So wait, what happened to the Wallace kid?
Oh, Tom, do try to keep up. She changed her mind about going with him.
But doesn't that leave him in the lurch?
That's not my fault. He's a popular boy. He'll be able to find another date.
2 days before the dance.
Tom.
I can't find it.
It's right there in front.
Who is this Brodsky kid? And where have I heard that name before?
I don't know. He's new in town. I think his father's with Peace of Heaven.
That new group coming to town?
Yes. Huh. Does that make you feel better? He's with a religious group. That should be right up your alley.
I suppose, but...
He's here! He's here! Everyone know what to do?
Open the door?
Teddy, please! This is important.
Okay, okay.
Don't make him wait! He might leave!
He won't leave, Tiffany. It's only been 2 seconds. Randy?
Yes, sir. Mr. Richter?
Yes, yes. Come on in. This is my wife, Monica.
Mrs. Richter. It's very nice to meet you.
Yes, hello. It's nice to meet you, Randy.
And this is my other daughter, Maya.
Hello.
Hi, Maya.
Well, come on in and have a seat. Tiffany says you're new to Coleraine.
Yes, sir.
So what brings you to Coleraine, Randy?
My father's work. Have you heard of Peace of Heaven?
Yes, we have. They bought Mr. Key's house on Gilead Lane, didn't they?
I don't know. I guess so.
Dad?
I'm sorry, Randy. We didn't invite you over to give you the third degree.
I thought we had him over to get to know him better.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Richter, Mr. Richter. I understand. My father told me to get to know you better before I take Tiffany out.
Oh. Hmm. So tell me, how did the two of you meet?
Dad?
Oh, I met her at school, sir.
Are you in the same class together?
No. I was told that she's the most popular girl in school, so I had to meet her.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I guess. But Randy, don't you think that
did you hear that? I think dinner's ready.
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
Of course you didn't. Only someone who's used to cooking and taking care of the home like I do would notice so quickly. Randy, Tiffany can show you to the dining room.
I thought that's why we had Mrs. Culver.
Tom!
All right. Dinner, everyone.
Hello, John Morrison.
John, I've got a problem, and I need your help. You have daughters. Of course you have daughters.
Uh-oh. Oh, this sounds serious. What's up?
Well, it's Tiffany. See, she's been made queen of the spring ball, and she was set up to go out with a boy just because he was popular.
Oh?
She knew it would help him get votes or something.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I wasn't really happy about that. I mean, is it too much to ask that my daughter learn a little bit about respect and really having some maturity before dating someone, instead of just going out with them to get some sort of popularity rating?
No, no, of course not. So, Tom, if you're...
Oh, wait, it gets better. Now, there's a new boy that's asked her.
Oh, really?
And we met him last night, and, well, I don't like him.
What?
Well, it's not that he's not a good kid, but there was just something about him. I don't know. I felt like there were red flags or something.
Wow, that's a tough one.
I know. All these father-daughter verses I found are about fathers arranging marriages for their daughters.
No. Yeah, I don't think Tiffany would like that.
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, there are verses that would work, Tom. Like in Colossians. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged.
Yeah.
No, Tom. The thing here to keep in mind is that those red flags you're feeling, those could be really important. Sometimes they're called checks in your spirit. And they're there for a reason, because they can alert you that something's just not right. But you have to remember, Tom, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." So, ultimately, if you're putting your trust in Him, He's going to give you the clarity on how to handle the situation.
Okay.
All right, Tom, you need to pray about this, all right? Pray for clarity on what exactly is bothering you, and if God's given you this check in your spirit. And here, Tom, yeah, sometimes as parents, we need to do the hard thing if it's what's best for our kids, right?
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Sure. Call anytime.
So I think we should try to do this with your hair.
That is so perfect. I love it.
It'll show off your earrings and...
Who is it?
Tiffany, it's Dad. Can I come in?
We're very busy now, Tom. Can it wait?
No, Mom, it's okay.
Oh, you look beautiful, Tiffany. A lot like your mother did when we got married. The most beautiful woman in the world.
Why, thank you, Tom.
You're still beautiful, Monica. I can see where our daughters get it. Can I speak to you, Tiffany, alone for a few minutes?
We're kind of busy here, Tom. Can it wait?
I'd rather not.
It's all right, Mom. I know pretty much what I want tomorrow.
All right.
Tiffany, I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk with you about this boy and, well, the ball.
Listen, Daddy, I know you don't like him that much. Mother and I talked about it.
Oh, really? Well, it's not that I don't like him. It's just There's something about him.
What?
He doesn't seem to see you. Just what dating you can do for him. I want you to be with someone who really sees all the wonderful things you are. And someone who wants to be with you. Not because of what you can do for them. Tiffany, I don't think you should go to the dance with him.
What? What do you mean?
I don't think you should go to the ball with Randy.
Does this mean you're telling me I can't go?
No, you can still go to the dance, but I'm not going to allow you to go with Randy. This is for you, Tiffany. It's...
I can't go to the ball alone. I'm the queen. And I don't care what you say. I'm going. I like Randy, and I'm not breaking it off with him.
I won't allow it, Tiffany. If you can't go by yourself, then I guess you don't go at all.
But, Dad, I'm the queen.
That's it, Tiffany. Either go alone or don't go at all.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Thank you. Trust me on this, Tiffany. I love you.
Yeah. Sure. I don't think so, Dad. I'm going to that ball with Randy, no matter what.
Oh, Mom, look at that dress. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it certainly is. Those are some incredible dresses. And their hair?
Oh, I heard Tiffany had hers done by someone from Madame Pompadour's in Westtown.
Really?
Ooh, that's a long way for a hairdo.
Hey, look! There's Rocky!
Oh, Rocky? The boy you didn't like?
Yeah, but I like him now. We're friends.
How did that happen?
Well, at school, he got the splinter on the playground.
Yeah?
It was a real big one. Oh. And it looks like it hurt a lot. It was even bleeding. We had to call a teacher.
Oh, that's awful. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay now. But when it happened, everyone ran away. Can you believe that? His whole club deserted him and left him there laying under the monkey bars.
Oh, that's terrible, Hope. Sounds like he could use a friend.
Yeah, and I remembered what you said about that golden ruler thing. And I thought if I was laying there bleeding, I'd want a friend to hold my hand. Well, the other hand. You know, the not hurt one.
Right.
So I went over and it was yucky. He was bleeding a lot and he was crying.
Aww.
So I helped him up and took him to the nurse. You know she used a needle to get it out? Ugh.
Oof, it sounded like it hurt a lot. But Rocky was nice to you?
Yeah. He was really happy to have someone be nice to him. And not make fun of him for crying. Because some of the other kids did.
Hmm.
But I told them they'd have cried too if they got hurt that bad.
That's true.
So you're friends now?
Yeah. I guess that golden ruler thing worked.
Golden rule. Oh, I guess so. That is great, Hope. And good for you for standing up for someone who wasn't very nice to you. That's hard to do.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, though.
Now, would you like to invite Rocky to join us for ice cream?
Ice cream? Yeah! Yum! Ice cream!
And now, your choice for the king and queen of this year's spring ball, Bob Wallace and Tiffany Richter. If the king and queen and their dates would please make their way up to the stage to be crowned. And now, as the queen is crowned and dons her royal robe, it is time for the royal dance.
Come on, I guess it's time to dance.
Oh, Randy, isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, it's great.
It's everything I'd imagined. It's all so wonderful. And now that I'm queen and you're here with me, there's no stopping us. We'll eat lunch together and spend study halls together and graduation.
Whoa, hold on there. What are you talking about?
Well, us. The sky's the limit. Everyone's gonna know what a happy couple we are.
We're not a couple, Tiffany.
But you came to my house and...
Yeah, to meet your folks before the date.
What?
Listen, you're the most popular girl in the school. I'm the new guy. How do I get to know people? Go out with the most popular girl. That's it. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anything, but this was just a date. Not even a real date. Just... I want to be friends. That's all.
You just went out with me because I'm popular?
I heard you wouldn't mind. You'd understand. You do understand, don't you?
Yeah, Randy. I understand.
Still friends?
Sure. Thank you for the dance. It was very nice.
Hey, Tiffany, where are you going? The dance isn't over yet.
Hey, is someone here?
I don't know. It sounds like it. Are you expecting someone?
No.
It looks like the Morrisons.
Morrisons? I hope nothing's wrong.
I'll get the door.
Huh. Tiffany! What are you doing? I thought you were in your room.
Tiffany? Hi, Tom. Monica. Mary, what happened?
I don't know. We were coming back from getting ice cream when we saw Tiffany come out of the dance. She was crying, and she seemed like she didn't know what to do, so we offered her a ride.
Well, thank you, Mary.
If you need anything else, Monica...
No, I don't think we will. Thank you.
Oh.
Tiffany, darling, what happened? Come talk to your mother.
Tiffany, you need to tell us what happened. What are you doing out of your room? I thought you decided you weren't going to the ball. What?
It's Randy. I hate him. I hate him. You were right, Daddy. You were right.
What about Randy? How were you at the ball when we thought you were here?
I snuck out earlier. I waited until you and Mom were eating dinner, and I snuck out the back. I had Sherry come and pick me up and take me to the restaurant to meet Randy.
Did he hurt you? Was he...
No. Nothing like that. He was a perfect gentleman.
Okay, let's go to the living room and sit down, and we can talk about this.
Yes, let's go.
I want Dad.
What?
Dad, I just want to talk to Dad.
But Tiffany.
Monica?
Okay, Tom. All right, Tiffany. I'll be upstairs if you need anything.
Come on, Tiffany. Let's go talk, huh?
He said that the only reason he was going out with me was because I was popular. And I thought he liked me.
I'm so sorry, Tiffany. I'm so sorry that this has happened. I wish that I could do something to make it better for you. I just don't know how.
Daddy, how did you know?
What?
How did you know he didn't really like me? You knew something was wrong. What was it?
Oh, well, that I... It was just that he didn't seem to talk about you the way that he should. Tiffany, when the day comes for you to date someone, it's got to be someone who sees in you all the good things that I do. Listen, I'm not the best father, I know that. I'm learning as I go, and I'm trying to do my best, but I can't say this, no matter what. I'll always be there for you, and I'll always love you, and I'll always have your best interest at heart. I just want to take care of you and make sure that you have everything you need to become a mature young woman. Do you understand?
Not really. But thank you anyway. I really needed to hear that tonight.
Now, I do have one question.
Yeah?
What about this Wallace boy? What happened to him?
Oh, he found a date. Her name's Lucy, and they got along really well.
That's good.
Yeah, but I need to apologize to him, I guess. I did the same thing to him that Randy did to me. Now I know how that must have felt. I'm glad it worked out better for him.
Yeah. And someday it will work out for you, honey. Just trust me.
I do, Dad. Thanks.
You're welcome, Tiffany. You're always welcome. Now, about this sneaking out thing.
Oh, Daddy, do we have to talk about it?
Yes, I think we do. But I love you, Tiffany. No matter what, I love you.
Well, I'm glad that Hope learned the golden rule and actually put it into practice, better than Tiffany did anyway. Well, maybe after some time, Tiffany will do better. Who knows? I think she actually learned a lesson here today. I guess time will tell. How are you doing with treating others the way that you want to be treated? Why not write to us and let us know? Our address is easy to remember. It's Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. You can also email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Love is a Many Splintered Thing, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is our executive producer. And I'm Zach. Hey, we'll catch you next time down Gilead Lane.